The West Virginia Board of Education has just returned from a trip to Frankfort, Kentucky, where members, including Board President Gail Manchin, met with their Kentucky counterparts. Manchin says when it comes to education issues, the two states have a number of things in common. She spoke with Ashton Mara yesterday about those similarities, but she started by explaining why she wanted to meet with another state board of education.
You know, I belong to the National State Boards of Education, and so we meet a couple of times a year, which it's been very informative and very beneficial to belong to that NASB. But what it made me realize is that while I meet board members from other states, I never attended another state board meeting, and I just thought it would be interesting and informative and also very helpful to see another state board in action, particularly a state very similar to West Virginia, a lot of commonalities, and that we would probably have a lot of information to share.
So let's talk about what you did see when you all were in Frankfort. What kind of things was this board talking about?
Very similar things to what we're talking about right here in West Virginia, our standards, our assessment, how we close the gap between our highest performing students and our lowest performing students. You know, it's interesting. It doesn't matter how very different we are. At the end of the day, state boards are interested in raising student achievement in their state. And so we are constantly looking at the policies that we have developed. Are they working as they're being implemented through the Department of Education and then down to the local districts? Are we accomplishing what we hope to accomplish? And so, interestingly enough, we found the topics of conversation very similar to our own. Now, actually the meeting even had some similarities in the way it was set up. As they were doing some of their presentations, just like some of our department members will do presentations during our board meeting. One of the things that they had worked on last year, and I'd actually heard this on the radio, that Kentucky had worked out a schedule with some schools that they had work already planned on iPads or iPods downloaded. And so when school was called off, students had assignments, and so they could actually be doing schoolwork at home on a snow day. And so more and more with technology improving, with certainly Wi-Fi more available, more students having devices, if not their own, ones that they can take home from school, this opportunity to have school out of school is becoming much more of a reality. The other issue was their strategic plan, and they were talking about their strategic plan and looking at from 2015 to 2020. And so, for example, we say in West Virginia we want to improve our graduation rates. They've actually, through a formula, created that metrics, which would say, okay, in 2016 we will increase it by this percentage, 2017, and so up to 2020, showing that trajectory of where they want their graduation rate to be by 2020. And so I think to have a goal there is just really makes it really, I think, puts more emphasis on what your goal is and what your challenge is. Plus, whatever methods you're using to get there gives you a pretty clear indication if they're working or not. If you have if you're sort of looking at that scale and watching it, and if it's not going up, then we may want to change those interventions or whatever we're doing, more professional development, whatever it is we need, that would give us a much clearer indication that we need to do that. So I really was impressed with that and want to certainly sit down with Dr. Martirano and see if we can put out more specific goals in terms of how we want to grow and grow our student achievement.
Well, I think we see this kind of often in the legislature and in state government in general, where something is proposed and we talk about what other states are doing. But does it add a layer that you've gone to this state, you've talked to them personally about what they're doing, you've seen it in action? Does it add something to that experience?
Oh, I think so. I think it adds a great deal. For one thing, not that this was something we found, but what if you're thinking about doing something and you go and they've done it and it's really worked and you think, wow, you know, then we, or what if not? And if not, what were the pitfalls? What would you want to avoid? Oh, I think that type of conversation and discussion and interaction is just critical in terms of seeing. That way you're seeing a different perspective.
That was Ashton Mara speaking with State Board of Education President Gail Manchin. Manchin says the Kentucky Board has expressed interest in sending its members to West Virginia later in the year. And Virginia and Tennessee have also reached out to discuss doing a similar exchange in their states.